clothed us in garments of righteousness. And we thank you, Lord, that you took away the old, Lord, and you gave the new. We thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, that, Lord, your word says we are new creatures in Christ Jesus. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for a new start. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you've washed us and cleansed us, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that you secured our future in heaven. Lord, for your word says that you went to prepare a place for us, that where you were, we could be also. We thank you, Lord, for that. We thank you, Lord, for the promise of your return. And indeed, Lord, we pray that indeed, Lord, you will come quickly, even as your word says, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. We ask, Lord, this evening that while we're here, we pray that you'll bless the one that opens your word and bless the hearers of your word. And I pray, Lord God, you'll speak to those, Lord, both near and far away, in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray, Lord, indeed, that your word will accomplish the purpose we're unto you. We'll send it this evening, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Lord, we're just careful now to give you all the glory, the honour and the praise, in the name of Jesus Christ, our King. Amen. Anyway, we're trying to sing that hymn, "There shall be showers of blessing." This is the promise of God.
Evening, and we do give you a very warm welcome in their service, and just pray the Lord will bless each one tonight. And I wasn't really sure whether or not to do this online this evening or not, but some of the brothers thought I should continue on with it because there's people maybe not from here that can't come. And that's why I'm doing it again this evening. I am disappointed, I'll be honest with you, that there's people that could come, but they don't bother to come. That's down to them. I don't understand why they're not here tonight. That's totally down to the individuals. You know, if everyone did that, we wouldn't have a service. But the Lord bless those that's here this evening, and I want tonight to try to bring a gospel message. The way of Cain, I've called this message. And if we note here, just want to thank the fellowship for the kind gift you gave me today. God bless. Sister Carl, the Lord bless each one, and I know everyone appreciates it, and I appreciate also the fellowship to do that. And we just felt led to do it. Let's stand our feet tonight, and the Lord bless each one this evening. We want to turn to the book of Genesis, and maybe I'll just read a few verses from Genesis chapter 4 for to save time, but I will be basing the things I want to say tonight from this book, really. I will mention other scriptures. Genesis chapter 4, let's read from verse 4. And Abel he also brought of the firstlings of his flock, and of the fat thereof, and the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. But unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wroth, and why is thy countenance fallen? If thou dost well, thou shalt not be accepted, and if thou dost not well, sin lieth at the door. And unto thee shall be thy desire, and thou shalt rule over him. And Cain talked with Abel his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel his brother and slew him. You know, there's a lot of people that are like Cain today. They would slay you very quick in the field. Verse 9. And the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel thy brother? And he said, I know not, am I my brother's keeper? And he said, What hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. And now art thou cursed from the earth, which hath opened her mouth to receive thee, thy brother's blood from thy hand. I want also to read one verse from the book of Jude, and we know there's only one chapter in the book of Jude. It's over beside Revelation, the book of Jude, and keep your finger in Genesis. Jude, verse 11. Woe to them, for they have gone in the way of Cain, and ran greatly after the error of Balaam for reward, and perished in the gainsaying of Kor. The Lord bless tonight. Let us bow our heads. And there's some people wants prayer at the end of the service. We're going to have the elders pray for some people at the end of the service. And if there's any others would want prayer at the end of the service, we're going to give time for that. And we'll be switching off at that point. And the Lord bless those that are listening in this evening. And if you have a need, may the Lord meet your need as we bow our heads and close our eyes before the Lord this evening. Father, we would thank you tonight for your precious word and for the word of testimony from this wonderful book. Lord, we thank you that we can look into this book and take guidance and leadership for the words of this book, our life. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Father, I pray this evening you'll bless your Word to all of our hearts. Bless those that's listening in tonight. May you save the unsaved and heal the sick, restore the backslidden, and fill your own people with a spirit of stickability in this evil time. Pray for the brethren over in Germany and strengthen them and bless them.
and give them courage to stand in the face of adversity. In Jesus Christ's name. We ask also for the brethren in Canada and other parts of the world. Lord, be with them and bless them at this time. Lord, for us here, help us to stand for the truth. Your word says, having done all to stand, stand ye therefore. Lord, I do take the Holy Ghost to help me now. And I thank you that you do. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Praise God. You know, I want to say from the very start of the service, grace, as it were, doesn't run in the blood. So the way of Cain is spoken as opposed to the way of God. There's the way of God and there's the way of Cain. The way of Cain is a way of imagination. The way of Cain is the way of man's works of his own program and the works of his own hands. But the way of God is a revelation from God to man. And that was the way that Abel took, a way of revelation. The broad and the narrow way may still be distinguished as the way of Cain and the way of Christ. Isaiah 55 verse 8 says, my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, saith the Lord. It's the devil's job to take people away from God, not to bring them to God. You have to remember everything that's against God is against God's people as well. And Cain here had a choice. And I want you to see, I've laid out some things about Cain that I want to bring out tonight. The way of mere human opinion. Cain had that. Cain had a way of mere human opinion. He offered the first fruits, the best that he had, as an atonement for his soul. Now, well may say the modernist today, or the Canaanite, if you like, if a man does the best he can, what more can he do? That's the modern language. That's the modern talk. I've done the best I can. What more can I do? The best way we can do is take God's way. For our best way is no way at all. The best we have is not enough. God doesn't ask for your best. God asks you to just accept him and come to him. Cain refused to come to God as a sinner. He never really acknowledged his need. He never really acknowledged his condition. But Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. Here's another thing about Cain as well. The way of willful ignorance. So he had the way of willful ignorance. And there's a lot of people who know the gospel, but they never do nothing about it. And there's a lot of people who've heard the gospel, but they never do nothing about it. And there's a lot of people have been in many services and many meetings, for the Lord has spoke, but they do nothing about it because they're in the way of Cain. Willful ignorance is the way of Cain. Cain must have known from the fact that he was born outside Eden and from the example of his mother that he was a sinner in the sight of God. For we know that God himself came down and he covered Adam and Eve. So a sacrifice was made and an atonement was made for them. Cain would have knew this. But yet with all the knowing it, he done nothing about it. Like many today, willing ignorance, God cannot accept our thanks offering as long as we refuse to acknowledge his sin offering. We can't give God a thanks offering if we don't receive God's forgiveness offering. So people that are not saved and say they're worshiping God, they can't. But they've never accepted his forgiveness offering. So how can they worship God? They that worship me must worship me in spirit and in truth. And a man that's unregenerated is not in truth. He's away from God. He's not regenerated by the Spirit of God. So he cannot be in truth. And there's many a pulpit this evening. And you know it's a terrible thing. Preachers even in them that's not born again. That's not regenerated. That don't know the Savior. And they've never been forgiven. The blind leading the blind, both going into the and willful ignorance. John 1:29 tells us, the next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Jesus Christ is God's appointed taker away of sin. Unto Cain and to his offering, God had no respect. Here's another thing about Cain, the way of utter rejection. He went in the way of utter rejection. Genesis 5:4, verse 5. And unto Cain and to his offering, God had no respect. God had no respect, though he offered well. God had no respect. He could have washed the fruit, cleaned the fruit, dressed the fruit. I'll guarantee you, the table that he set up was as nice a table as ever any of us seen of all the fruit and all the different things. But that was not what God required. God never asked for that. God never required that. But God had laid down a blueprint of coming to him. And that blueprint was the shedding of blood. And without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sins. And Cain came without blood. An anemic message, an anemic gospel, a lifeless message, and a lifeless gospel was what Cain had, the Cain religion. The way of utter rejection. The spirit of Cain was unacceptable, as well as his offering was unacceptable. The offering and the offerer must always stand together or fall together. And Cain fell with the offering he brought, but Abel didn't. Abel lived with the offering he brought. And you're going to see later, even when he killed him, that the voice spoke to God. Hebrews 10:14 says, And by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified, Christ. John 14, verse 6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. I'll tell you, it's not Cain's way we want tonight. It's the Lord's way. And the Lord has made a way. The Lord's way is through the cross, through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the only altar that God will meet us at. That's the only place where we can come to God at is the cross. That's the only place. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. But unto us that are saved, it's the power of God. Cain thought it was foolishness for Abel to offer blood. But God rejected Cain's offering. And he rejected what Cain brought. Here's another thing about Cain. And I'm not going to be long tonight. I've just a short message. But I want to bring out about Cain this evening. It was a way of unyielding pride. You see, Cain had pride. There's a lot of people can't come to church because of pride. There's a lot of people can't make a commitment because of pride. They're afraid of what others would say. Pride keeps them away from God and the things of God. Verse 5 also tells us in Genesis, And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. In Genesis 4:5, Lo, he knew that the way he came to God was of his own choosing and displeasing to God. There is no desire in him for repentance. You don't see any desire in Cain for repentance. And you know, there's men like that. There's men that have no desire for repentance. I remember meeting a man some years ago, Philip. My brother was with me. And that man knew I was saved, and I've often mentioned him. I won't mention his name in this pulpit, but I'm sure you can read between the lines. He's not here today. But he approached me at a certain place, and he questioned me. And I talked with him, and as I talked to him, I was praying that the Holy Spirit would let me say the right things to him. And I discovered in the Spirit of God revealed to me that a man can come to a point for his conscience goes beyond. A conscience is a wonderful thing. A conscience pricks a man. A conscience pricks a woman. And God will stop you going beyond a certain point because of a thing called a conscience. And even when you sin, your conscience pricks you. And you ask God for forgiveness. But the Bible talks about people having a conscience. with a hot iron. And this fella said to me, could I not be saved and do this and do that and do something else? And I said, well, I couldn't do it. And I says, do you know why? Not because I'm better than you, for I'm not. But my conscience wouldn't permit me to do it. I couldn't do them things and have that on my conscience. I wouldn't feel I could do it before God. But he was comfortable to do it before God. And he did do it. And he continued on doing it. And Cain here was full of unyielding pride. He knew what he should have done, I believe. But he didn't want to do it. He didn't want to do nothing about it. He went against the very thing he should have done. But do you know, there was no willingness to confess his sin and to forsake his way. But yet Abel had found his sin offering at the door among the flock. Abel found a sin offering. And Abel offered that sin offering before God. And God accepted Abel because he brought a bloody offering. Not the works of his hands. A sin offering also lay at the door, you know, for Cain. It lay at the door for Cain, waiting for his reception and ready for his use. But he would not. He would not. The preaching of Christ and him crucified is lying at the door, God appointed. Sin offering at the door for every sinner who will hear the gospel. There's no man without the opportunity tonight. There's no woman without the opportunity tonight. But the sin offering is Christ crucified, and it lays at the door for everyone. But you see, some people won't do anything with it. Genesis 4 and 7 tells us, if thou dost well, thou shalt be accepted. That's what God said to Cain. If thou dost well, thou shalt be accepted. And if thou dost, and if thou dost not well, sin lieth at the door. And unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. God warned him. He warned him. He talked with him. Can you understand this now? People talk about God visiting them. People talk about God speaking to them. God himself was having a conversation with Cain. And yet he's still not changed. And yet he's still not converted. And don't think that God has not spoken. For God has spoken many times. And spoken to many people. But they do nothing about it. Nothing about it. They brush it off. They put it off for another day. Didn't Paul the Apostle, didn't he come before, was it King Agrippa? And he preached to them, and he was convicted. And he said, you know, I'll call you again at some other convenient season, but you don't read of it. He spoke to them through a messenger of God. He was spoken to them. But he put it off for another season. For another time. That's why the Bible's clear. Now is the day of salvation. Now is accepted time. Today, while he's near, seek him today. Come on, tell him today. Here's another thing about Cain. It was a way of manifested hatred. Not only did he do all these other things, but there was a hatred built up within him. And there's people today that's not saved, and they have a hatred. A hatred for others. You see, these laws are passed and there's a hatred behind them. The unvexed, it's almost like you're some sort of a plague on you. But yet withal, a man, though he's not vaccinated, might never in his whole lifetime ever take COVID. And if he does take it, he can get over it and God can heal him, even if he's bad with it. And God has done it with many of us. But do you see the message of hatred going about? It's the Cain message. Not the God message. It's a message of Cain, because the Bible says the enemy goes about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. He wants to control the world and all the people in the world. My friend sent me a message the other day from Germany. And if you don't take the jag, as they call it, and I'm not against if anyone wants to take it, that's down to every individual. But I don't agree with the enforcement side of it. And you see, if he doesn't take it, they have to get flow tested. But not once a week, every day. He has to be tested. tested every day before he gets on a bus. Has to be tested every day before he gets on a train or goes to his work, and it's £15 a test. Now here's another thing that's happening. You know, we need to waken up and smell the coffee, as the man says. I know a woman recently went on a holiday with her two daughters. I know her well. I know her husband well. Some of you would know him if I named him. And they wanted £67 for the test. Even though she's vaccinated and she had all that done, they still wanted the test. So they wanted the vaccine mean, and they still wanted her to do all these things. It meant nothing. Nothing at all. So £67 they told her, and this woman's a very smart, educated woman, and she said, £67? I don't think so. And she went online and she bought the same thing for £27. The day we're looking £67 for. There's racketeering going on. Racketeering going on. And there's something behind it. It's not just happening for no reason. There's something behind it. It's a thing called controlling you. And the only thing that's going to be controlling me is the Spirit of God. Nothing else. And you can't break a law that's not a law. And there's a whole lot of things that sounds law, but it's not law. It's some boy's idea. And it's not even law at all. And I tell you, this boy Cain here, the hatred manifested in him. And I've heard people on radios, and there's actually a hatred in them. A hatred gets in them. I would make them do this, and I would make them do that, and I would make them do someone else. Who's any man to force another man to do anything? That's Cain religion. That's the spirit of Cain. That's where it come from. Evil was accepted, I'll fix him. Slew him.
Yes.
Killed him. Murdered him. He was so full of wrath, so jealous. Yes. The hatred built up in him. Death came. The first death in the Bible was the death of righteous Abel, slew by Cain. Yes. His own blood relative, because they had the same mother. But yet he slew him. Here tells us Cain talked with his brother Abel and slew him. Because his own works were evil and his brother's righteous. Now 1 John chapter 3 verse 12 says this. Not as Cain, who was of that wicked one. Now that's the devil. And he slew his brother, and wherefore slew he him? Because his own works were evil and his brother's righteous. So God calls Cain's works evil. He's an evil worker. But Abel was a righteous worker. Hallelujah! I tell you this evening, may the Lord help every one of us. The quarrel between good and evil is an old one. It's not a new one. It's an old one. It started way back, even before Cain and Abel, Lucifer and God. Lucifer said, I will be like the Most High. I will sit in the sides of the north. And we know God kicked him out of heaven. Do you know what all that means? I'll be like God. I'll have a people to worship me. That's what it means. And create a super race. He tried it through Cain. You know, every time there's a promised son came, he tried to slay him. Moses. Jesus. Every time there's a whole trail. There's a trail the whole way through the Bible. The trail of the serpent. Right through Scripture. Adolf Hitler. What about him? He tried to breed people. And they had to be a certain height and a certain color of hair and a certain color of eyes. And if you didn't match it, you were nothing. And you know the prophet of God said he'd come to a very mysterious end. And he did. I believe God smote him. And there's evil in the world still today. Men die, spirits live on. And you know this is the only age in all of Scripture for Satan is called the God of this evil age. Now I want to stay with my subject tonight. I don't want to get sidetracked. The quarrel between good and evil is an old one. To reject Christ, the sin offering, is to take the place of a murderer. If you reject Christ, you might as well say away with him. If you don't take him, you're saying away with him. Just like they said 2,000 And they said, crucify Jesus. They exalted Satan there to the God of this evil age. That's what he said. What a tremendous truth that is. But thank God, when Christ's blood touched this earth, he resumed full and total responsibility back at the cross. Even though the devil thinks he's in charge tonight, God owns this earth. God owns this earth. And he's coming for his people. Hallelujah. He that hateth his brother, the Bible says, is a murderer. Jesus said that. The first murder was committed by a man who denied the doctrine of substitution. What do you think of that? The first murder was committed by a man who denied the doctrine of substitution. And what about people that preach we don't need the blood? Yes. Are they not the same spirit as this man? I say they are.
Amen.
Yes. Men die, spirits live on. He denied the doctrine of substitution and the need of atonement. He denied it. He said, I don't need it. Here, look what I've brought. God said, what you've brought, you've offered well, but it's not what I require. I require blood. Without the shedding of blood, no remission. God required blood. The way of divine condemnation, that's what he went into. Because of what he'd done, he stepped into the way of divine condemnation. Genesis 4, verse 10 and 11. Let's read it. And he said, what hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. And now art thou cursed from the earth, which has opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. I wrote down some very old notes that I had from many years ago this evening. I want you to hear this. The freshly shed blood of Abel cried to God from the ground and was heard by God and answered by God. The shed blood of Christ, continually fresh, keeps speaking to God, not from the earth, but from the heaven of heavens itself. It constantly and eternally speaks better things than that of Abel's blood. Did the little blood of Abel cry to God? This is a question. Yes, because the Holy Ghost recorded it to be so. Does the little blood of Jesus Christ speak today? Yes, because the same Holy Ghost has recorded it to be so. The blood of Abel cried to God from the thorns, and the blood of Christ speaks tonight, and it speaks for God's people. I'll tell you, there's more power in the blood than what people realize. The blood of Jesus Christ shall never lose its power till all the ransomed church of God be saved to sin no more. The scriptures can't be broken. The blood of Christ does not stifle blood, but speaking blood. Speaking blood. Men that take series of messages to belittle the chemistry of the blood have to be false prophets in my book.
Yes,
why would you could never say God would lead you to do that, to belittle the blood of Christ. The Spirit of God would never lead you to do that. That would be against all scripture. And why a man would tell people, you don't need the cross, you don't need the blood. Now, I was surprised the other day, and I mentioned it with a brother here, a good friend of mine doesn't believe the Pope's the Antichrist. Surprised when I read it. But I can tell you on this pulpit tonight, and have no fear, but he is the Antichrist. And see him, Spurgeon, a man that I hold in a high esteem, and every preacher is called Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers. Spurgeon says, if you give the book of Revelations to the good lawyer, there's only one man he'll convict. That's the Pope of Rome. Do you know what makes him Antichrist? Even if you take away him sitting on the seven hills, even if you take away the thing that's on his head, the feast God representation, take it away. I could name 100 things, but we'll not name any of them. We'll take one thing. Any man that will make a statement, come to me and not to Jesus, he is Antichrist. A true prophet of God, what did he say? I do not point you to myself. I point you to the Savior. Hebrews 12:24. Unto the mediator of the new covenant, unto the blood of sprinkling, that speaketh better things than that of Abel's. If Abel's blood could cry to God because he was murdered, how much more does the blood of Christ speak? There's nobody going to be lost that Christ has died for, not a one. He said, it's not my will that any should perish. You say nobody's going to be lost. I thank thee, Father, that I have lost none that thou hast given me. That's why God gives a man a desire to be an evangelist and go out and do a wee meeting and win somebody. It's God that puts that in that person. That's the desire of the Holy Spirit put in them. Because God's going to reach all that's going to come. We're not God. We don't know who they are, but God knows. He that believeth is not condemned. 1 Peter 2:24, who his own self bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we were healed. And that word stripes means wounds. The wounds of Christ is for your healing. Here's my last thought this evening. This way of Cain, I'll tell you another thing about it. It's a way of hopeless despair. It's a way of hopeless despair. The way of Cain. Genesis 4, verse 13 and verse 16. And Cain said unto the Lord, my punishment is greater than I can bear. Verse 16 says, and Cain went out from the presence of the Lord and dwelt in the land of Nod in the east of Eden. He went out from the presence of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, we don't want to go from the Lord's presence. The psalmist David said, take not thy spirit from me. If we go down to hell, you're there. If we go up to the heavens, you're there. But Cain, it says, went out from the presence of the Lord. It's an awful thing when a man or a woman goes from the presence of the Lord. An awful tragedy. Cain said, my iniquity is more than I can bear. And that's what the margin says in many of your Bibles. It calls it iniquity. It was Cain's iniquity. You know what iniquity is? Iniquity is when somebody knows to do something and they don't do it. They know to do it and they don't do it. How many people in this country knows the truth but they do nothing with it? You know, we've had friends that we many of us would know that even came to our own services. I know a man came to the meeting, that's even surprised he came. And the Lord healed the same man. You know who I'm talking about. And then he took me aside outside and he says, Tommy, that was really powerful preaching. That was wonderful. But he done nothing about it. Now, if I could have saved him, I'd have done it. Make no mistake about that. I wanted to see him saved. I want to see anybody saved, but I can't do that. That's the work of God. It's only the Spirit of God can move a man or a woman. He done nothing about it. That was only one meeting that he came to that I was preaching, but I'm sure he went to other meetings. And maybe the same result. The Lord calleth once, the Lord calleth twice, and man heareth not. I tell you, when the Lord's speaking, men need to come. Cain said, mine iniquity is greater than I can bear. He went out from the presence of the Lord. All who reject the sin offering are doomed to go out from the presence of the Lord and from the power, from the glory of his power. They'll go out from it. Out from it. 2 Corinthians 1:9 says, and the moment was finished, but we had the sentence of death in ourselves. This is what Paul says. That we should not trust in ourselves, but in God which raiseth the dead. Every one of us was under the sentence of death. All sin comes short of the glory of God. It's appointed on the man wants to die. But we took Christ as our Savior. Jesus Christ took death for us. And he conquered it. And we can be free from it because of the sacrifice that was offered up once. Cain's guilt began by taking his own way. And it was refusing to repent. That's what he's done. and guidance was given. He done nothing with it. He refused it. He's now confirmed in his unbelief and sealed in his doom. Jude 11 tells us that. Woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain. You know, there's two things Paul says. Paul says the gospel does two things. It separates to life and it separates to death. Those two things. Noah's Ark done two things. Those that went in before the door closed were sealed in and they couldn't be lost. But those that waited too long were sealed out and they were doomed. You think there was no religious people amongst them? I'm sure there would have been. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be. As it was in the days of Lot, so shall it be. And you know the days of Lot, homosexuality was a thing. We know that. Sodomism. God burnt them. Burned Sodom and Gomorrah, Tyre and Sidon, and there's a fifth one. I just don't remember the name of it. There's five cities God burned. But he brought Lot out. Just Lot. Brought him out. I'll tell you, you can say what you want about Lot, but God brought him out. Brought him out and he saved him. Isn't that wonderful? The Lord's brought you out, brother. The Lord's brought you out, sister, and he saved you. And you need to rejoice tonight. I'm closing with this. I read this verse myself when I gave my testimony last night. Isaiah 1 verse 18. Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as the wool. Come to Christ. There's no church can save you. There's no religion can save you. But Jesus Christ is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe. Let us stand our feet this evening. I'm going to pray and I want to give opportunity. If there's any tonight that's not saved, listening in, may the Lord grant you grace tonight. And any that's listening in this evening, maybe you're sick or you're afflicted, may the Lord touch you tonight. Let's bow our heads this evening. If anyone even in this service, and we're going to pray for in a moment, I'm going to call the elders, but I'll be switching off before that. But before we do that, is there anyone who would want prayer? Just lift your hand up to the Lord. While every head's bowed, every eye closed, the Lord bless you, the Lord bless you. Anyone listening in tonight, the Lord bless you, the Lord bless you. You know that young person and you hear this message and you're not saved, I would ask you to come to Calvary. Oh, if I could save you, do it now. But it's so simple. Brother Mark read it so well this morning. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Father, we bow before you tonight in the lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for your word this evening. We thank you, Lord, for the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, that it speaks for us and it can cleanse us from all sin and from all unrighteousness. We bless you that the Holy Spirit moved us to repent of our sins and to turn to the Savior. We thank you this evening when you called on your name. We were saved instantly as soon as we called. Lord, I pray this evening you'll give deciding grace to men and women. Ask you for the hands raised in this house. But I will meet that need in the name of Jesus Christ. Pray for those listening in this evening that need a mighty touch from God. Pray you'll touch them and deliver them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I ask it. Father, bless the remainder of our service tonight. And we'll be careful to give you all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. God bless each one. Brother Gary's going to come. We'll maybe sing one song, then I'll switch off, and then
After that, those that want prayer, special prayer, I want you to come, and I'm going to ask the elders to come. And the Lord bless each one. Don't forget Thursday night, our prayer and Bible study. Come along if you're free, and the Lord bless you. Next Sunday morning, our brother Gary will be preaching the word of the Lord. God bless each one.